Our dua this morning is from Surah Al-Kahf, the 18th Surah of the Quran Kareem, the 10th verse. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. Our Lord, grant us mercy from your presence and provide us with guidance in our affair. Our Lord, grant us mercy from your presence and provide us with guidance in our affair. The scholars write, when there seems to be no way out, we turn to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for mercy and for guidance. This dua was made by those young men, the Ashabul Kahf, the people of the cave, who sought refuge from persecution in a cave. There are different opinions of the scholars as to whether they were followers of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam or another prophet, but in any case, they refused to submit to a tyrant who was forcing paganism on his subjects. They did not give in to the flavor of the time, to the norm of the time, and that is the worshipping of idols. And they sought refuge in a cave to safeguard the iman, to preserve their faith. And in that way, they set an example for youth up to the day of Qiyamah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala preserves the example in the Quran Kareem. And when it seemed like all was lost, when it seemed like the entire society had turned against them, these are the words with which they supplicated to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that our Lord grant us mercy from your presence and provide us with guidance in our affair. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen.